I want to start the show with a sad note.
Oh.
One of our squirrels.
What?
Was tragically died in a car accident today.
No, you beat me to it, you son of a bitch.
What are you talking about?
Yes, JG is no longer with us. He died. He died because people in Virginia don't know how to drive in the fucking snow.
Oh, it wasn't snow.
Or whatever.
Apparently
it was.
I'm now Henry. I'm the Henry Blake of the Squirrel Report. And if you get that reference, you're old.
I don't get that reference.
Okay, you're not old.
I'm Googling it.
No, but yeah, Google Henry Blake.
And I'm not muting my mic either, so you get to hear me type.
It's a MASH reference.
I could have accepted it better if it had been snowing. This was just stupidity.
I thought it was snow. I thought it was like snowy and stuff.
No,
that's
there's
why
no
it was,
snow. No snow. No snow today at all. It was nice and clear.
So somebody was following you too close, and then somebody rear-ended them and shoved them into you. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Actually, no. We were at a dead stop, and the slack-jawed yokel in the wrecker, ironically enough, plowed into somebody three cars back.
Whoa.
You were hit by a fucking tow truck?
With two other cars in between.
Oh, man.
Like that scene from the 2004 remake of Dawn of the Dead.
This is where
the fucking dude's holding the gun on Sarah Polley, and she's all like, oh my God, don't shoot. I'm not one of them. And he's all like scared and shit, and you know he's going to blow her brains out. Then he gets run over by an ambulance, of all things.
You are the second squirrel to be rear-ended at a stoplight.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
And you're on your second death, Jay.
I know. It wasn't
after
a stoplight. It was the middle
Acura
of the highway.
Over you.
It's Route 66 that is always, comes to a dead stop
Route
in
Route 66. You got your kicks.
Yeah, I got kicked all right in the back.
How do you feel? You feel okay?
Yeah, back sore, but I kind of expected it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in about a week, you're really going to start feeling like shit.
Yeah, I'm thinking tomorrow and Saturday will probably be the worst, because usually it's
Vicodin.
A day or two. Vicodin. I'll be calling up my old friend Percocet. No, I'm just kidding. I'll just be...
No, he's not.
I'll just be chewing Advil like M&Ms.
I was talking with a coworker, and they were talking about like certain opioids, but not all opioids make her horribly nauseous. And she was talking about she had like tonsil surgery, and they were trying to find something that worked. And they were like, "Yep." So they were like, "Okay, this." I think they ended up giving her, I think Vicodin or Percocet, one of those. But they're like, "This doesn't come in a liquid form." So she said, so you're just going to have to, you're going to have to either make do with something lesser or crush it up. I said, did you snort it? She went, no, I just mixed it with applesauce.
Ew.
The idea of a coworker of mine snorting Vicodin was really under doctor's orders.
There's just something about doing lines of Vicodin.
Would that work?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, at least for the OxyContin types and all that. That's one of the favorite methods.
Interesting. Now,
does it rot your septum like Coke?
I need to actually look at the chemical. You'd need to look at the chemical formula.
I'm not sure you could snort enough Vicodin and stay awake to have it eat away at your septum.
Well, see, it's chronic though. That's the thing is you're not rotting your septum with the Coke like right off the bat. You're doing it's otherwise everybody who's lived through the 80s would anyone who has pictures of them in a polyester suit with a wingspan of like 75 feet with their collar would not have a septum.
But when I assume if you snort Vicodin, you're going to fall asleep.
Probably.
But if you snort cocaine, you just want to snort more cocaine.
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
You need to disrobe.
Yeah.
Ooh.
your robe off, is Jay. Generating too much static. Suffer for us. Suffer for us.
All right, I'm just going to sit here and hold the microphone. Is this better? I'm actually holding. It okay.
Ooh, it's much better.
It's fantastic. Actually.
I'm holding. I'm completely stark naked.
You're getting that raspy radio voice thing going.
Yeah.
On.
You're getting those dulcet tones, Jay.
It's sounding like an FM station.
This is my. I've had half a bottle of Advil today, folks.
Just half.
and I'm starting in on the bourbon.
Oh. All right.
Your poor liver.
What are you having for bourbon, Jay?
This is for Bowman's, actually. It's a Kentucky bourbon. Well, Virginia bourbon, which is wrong because bourbon is supposed to come only from Kentucky, but it's good
technically,
stuff.
Technically, yes, but no. I actually picked up we were on our way to like a company party and it was BYOB. And so we stopped at a liquor store and I just was like puttering around and they were having like this crazy sale on this stuff called Virginia Gentleman. I've never seen it since, but let me tell you, if you see Virginia Gentleman, pick it up. It's a decent bourbon, but it's a Virginia bourbon. But yeah, you bourbon does not necessarily need to be from Bourbon County, Kentucky. It just generally is.
I don't know if I can drink bourbon anymore.
Oops.
It is Wednesday, October 3. The year is 3.
Yeah.
This is episode 3.
Episode 3,075,000. Sorry, Breed. I hit the play button and then you started talking and it was too late to stop. So.
You don't think you can drink? Well, there's no gluten in bourbon.
I don't know.
No, none. The distillation process would remove it all.
Well, I'd have to try it and see, right?
Well, you are going to be staying in my hotel. And I am going to be traveling with the famed minibar.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Do you charge if people move a bottle 2 inches in your minibar?
What's that? Oh no, it's not that kind of minibar.
Oh.
It is a travel bar.
Ah.
And I gotta figure out what goes in the mystical third slot. It holds 3/5 of booze. And so I'm definitely gonna be rocking the one a wild turkey, one of Tanqueray, and the other one not sure.
Our call-in number, 214-530-0036. And the call-in topic, we want you to call in and tell us a bad joke.
Yes. And
not a bad, like, dirty joke.
Yeah, no. Well, actually, you can tell a dirty joke, too. That's okay.
And
I guess.
Or you could, Alan and I are definitely just tell a fucking filthy one.
Go ahead, Jay.
Alan and I are completely disqualified, and weird is on his way because we're dads, and bad jokes and dads go together like a horse and carriage.
That's actually what inspired this.
Yep. Yep. Tommy. Tommy, you're going to learn them, brother.
Yeah, I told.
You're going to learn them.
I told Brita a joke today that was so bad she said it should be our call-in topic.
Yeah.
So what was it?
Joke, Alan.
Oh, it was what do Winnie the Pooh and Alexander the Great have in common?
This is terrible.
Same middle name.
Yes, same middle name.
See, it's the brotherhood of the dad joke.
See, but you all are nerds, and nerds have this penchant for horrible puns.
Technically.
Ugh. Puns.
Breed is too cool. I like that. She's like the cool kid that lets us hang around. We're her entourage.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah, she's also slightly embarrassed by us, but puts up with us.
Yes. Good for some unknown here. Reason.
Right. We have a caller.
No Ooh. Way.
Already. Hello, area code 419.
Hey, how you doing? This is Q-Ball.
Q-Ball. Oh, my God.
I know that dude.
It's a voice from the past.
Hey, how you guys doing? And Gail?
Doing fine.
I'm good.
Oh, man. Good.
Do you have a bad joke?
Yes, I do. I have a few of them, a few quick ones. We got some nerd stuff. So Pavlov's sitting at a bar enjoying his drink, and all of a sudden the phone rings. gas. Oh, crap. I forgot to feed the dogs.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So I was going to go look for my missing watch, but, you know, I could never find the time.
That's bad.
Oh, that is bad. I didn't know you had kids.
That's bad one. yeah, well, not yet. So you know why there's no gambling in Africa, right?
Why?
Too many cheetahs.
Man. You, my son, are ready for fatherhood.
I seen you had a little fender bender there, Jay.
Yeah. I'm irked, but it will pass. Much like a kidney stone, it will pass. Unlike Gandalf, it will pass. I'm sorry you cut out.
I'll say hopefully not as painfully as a kidney stone.
Yeah, hopefully. That remains to be seen. I would advise buying stock in Advil.
There is no pain like that of a kidney stone.
I've heard that. I've had several friends who've had them.
I have direct experience.
What was your pet name for him? Mr. Pokey or something like that?
I say that as somebody that broke their back a long time ago and knows.
Well, you fell off a building.
Yes, and I know what that kind of pain feels like, and it's the pain of a kidney stone is so far beyond that. It's not even.
A buddy of mine, good friend of mine, had one, and he was talking to a friend of his who'd had a kidney stone and given birth. And she said, "I'd give birth before I had another kidney stone." Okay.
Alan gave birth to a kidney stone.
Yeah.
His name was Mr. Prickles.
Mr. Prickles, thank you.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I had a friend that had bad calcium buildup, and he'd get them every few years. He said, I love cheese and I know I shouldn't eat it, but I keep eating it and I keep getting these damn things. So he kind of paid for it. Oh, well.
Yeah. Eventually have a kidney stone so large it destroys you all. But anyway. I don't know. I'm struck by the irony that I had this gigantic gargantuan Dodge pickup truck. Full size, four-wheel drive, you know, quad cab, drove it for 9 years, 120,000 miles, not a scratch. New little Toyota, 6 months, whoomph.
And you had someone flip an Acura over you.
And what?
And you had someone flip an Acura over you.
That was on the motorcycle.
I'm just saying that's karma saying fuck you. You should have stayed in Mass and suffered.
Yeah. You know what? I'd rather have people throwing Acuras at me than be in Mass.
Me too.
So. Yeah.
Who did I say? Oh. Yeah. But it'll get fixed.
Yep. All the insurance. But that's how it goes with the new vehicle.
Yeah, I am glad that I didn't get the Challenger now, because I would be really, really, really pissed off. Oh, Toyota's it's Toyota. It'll be fine. It'll get fixed. It'll be better. Challenger, I'd be out in the garage crying.
Could be worse.
It's not quite time to resurrect the 1983 Cadillac Coupe de Ville, but it's getting closer.
I can't believe you sold that thing.
The amount of times you told me stories
about that Cadillac, that just seems like it's one of the bigger regrets of your life.
Yeah, it wasn't sold. It was carted off for scrap because my wife and my dad were sick of it being Mutual of Omaha's home for wayward animals and insects and snakes and
Oh, is that what it did? Just dying in your yard?
Yeah, it was on the side yard. We actually built the house with the Cadillac there. And
did you?
Yes, we did.
So where you used to park the camper?
No, on the other side, side of the house.
That doesn't have a driveway?
Yes.
So suddenly showed up without a driveway?
Yes. Well, no, it was a field, and we just left the car in the field because, well, it was our field. And then a couple of years later, we built the house. And
somebody mowed the lawn and found a car.
He was like, oh, look, there's a Cadillac here. You know, so it was, you know, our little suburb was, you know, there are cars in the backyard, but at least they're Cadillacs. And I had, you know, I had grand plans of resurrecting it, finding a big block to drop in. And, you know, it was one of those, that'd be so awesome. It'd be great. And, you know, finally one day after, you know, the 9 zillionth mouse had died in it. And, you know, the 100 billionth hornet had built a nest in it. They're like, nope, it's gone. Came home and there was a hole. It was a Cadillac-shaped hole.
Yeah, that was like my buddy's Dodge Shadow. It had I think it was like the radiator core failed or just something fucked up. It was with it that it was worth way more to fix than the car was worth.
Yeah, yeah.
And for whatever reason, did not decide to like give it a proper burial and instead just left it in his parents' driveway. And so then one day I like just, you know, called him up and said, can I take the car? Sure. Brought it up to Buxton, Maine and shot at it with a 1919 for about 4 straight hours.
That's a lot of 308.
That was a lot of 308.
Wow. That
was back when 308 was really cheap.
Yeah. I remember that. And then you guys were like, oh shit, we didn't think about getting it out because you rolled it in.
Yeah, we rolled it in, but yeah, forgot the fact that, yeah, didn't realize the fact that the tires wouldn't spin after that much 308 got stuck into it.
Because you had to call a wrecker.
No. What we did was we ended up, we piled up rocks underneath. We towed it on a flatbed, on a trailer. So we took the trailer and we just chucked the wheels as hard as we could with like rocks and gravel and debris, and then took the truck that was towing it around and just pushed it up onto the flatbed. I'm trying to remember if we had somebody else with a car pulling from the other side, but thankfully the owner of the junkyard that we took it there showed
That's
up.
That's right.
It wasn't
That's
open right. that day, but he just happened to have stopped by just to check on the place and was able to pull it off, because otherwise we would have ended up having to tie it off to a tree with a rope and then just driving it until it dropped off the trailer. Because that's the only thing I can think of.
You just drive the trailer backwards really fast and hit the brakes. and then watch it slide approximately 4 inches.
Yeah.
Shit. Drive it forward, drive it back.
Yeah, no, thankfully he had a forklift. And that worked amazingly. And as I said to him, I said, man, it was a bitch for us to get up on the trailer. We're sure glad you were here. And he's sitting there smoking a cigarette, just mouth half open, just staring at this car that's just completely Swiss cheese going, yeah, I'm glad I was here too. Just, the fuck did you do with this car again? That was a good time. All right, so now let's get some housekeeping out of the way.
Well, we still got
today's episode is brought to you by the Squirrel Report. The Squirrel Report is the only internet live radio show for call-ins and all that. It is a great show. Tune in every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central for the Squirrel Report. This episode is sponsored by the Squirrel Report.
They call that a house ad in the biz.
I just
thought I'd just clear up the space so that we could start getting sponsors.
We still have our caller, by the way.
Yeah, we still have Cue Ball on the line.
Oh, okay. Hi, Cue Ball.
Who is not the Cue Ball from XKCD?
There's a Cue Ball from XKCD?
Yeah, he's one of the characters in XKCD.
I didn't know that Cue Ball characters had names.
Well, people have given them names. There's like Cue Ball and Hat Guy and,
Oh. Yeah.
So it could be the same.
What about Apple Fanboy?
Are you a stick figure, Cue Ball?
Pretty close.
Pretty skinny. See there.
He hung up in disgust.
He hung up.
Oh, I think I had him muted.
Nuts to guys. He's been talking the whole time. Wow. That was a great story.
See, you call in, we'll put you on mute and then talk about you.
Oh, my God. You're awful. Nice. You're fired, Alan.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Q-Ball. We can hear you now.
Oh, hey, how you doing? I was wondering if...
We are so sorry. We are so sorry. Actually, no, Alan is so sorry.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Alan, you can go sit on the shame bench.
Oh, my God.
The shun bench. Shun bench.
Shun bench, that's it, yes.
Oh, man.
It's been Alan so long since that one's been mentioned.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, I stumbled across that the other day when I was looking through friends to delete, and I seen shun bench, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Still there.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, anyway. It was great to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. It's great to hear you guys. I did have one quick story since you were talking about junky cars. The guy I used to work for, he had this old Chevy pickup truck they drove around as probably early 80s, late 70s, I forget. Drove it around till the body rusted and collapsed brake lines. So he parked it at the marina, and he was storing dock bumpers and weed whackers and everything inside it. Sat there for like 5 or 6 years, and finally some local yokels from around there come and ask him if it was for sale. Sold it to him for like $200, and they drove it out of there with no brakes.
That's always
they
nice.
Were dragging their feet to stop it.
Oh, my God. Like Fred Flintstone.
Oops.
Pretty much.
Well, I assume it was a manual transmission.
It might have been. I can't remember. It's been so long.
Well, then again, I still don't know if it's a manual.
Being that year.
It's still going to be tough to keep it going. Getting even stopping a manual with no brakes is kind of a bitch.
They did it.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
But bad
I'm
for
sure
them because
they
bought a Chevy.
That too. Oh, well. I'll let you guys go. I enjoyed it. And
well, thanks for calling. Soon. Hey, send us your snail mail address. We'll send you some score report stickers.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
The Q-Ball
talk to you guys
stickers.
Later.
Yeah. Thanks. Bye.
Yep, cool. Bye-bye.
Yay. All right. Q-Ball.
Oh, I still have stickers to send out from last week. Oh, I suck. I'm sorry.
I just realized I haven't looked at the email thing in a while, and there's like 5 or 6 people that have sent their address in for stickers.
Well, there. Congratulations, people. If you're listening in, we got your address.
I feel so.
And we'll send you stickers before you die.
Yeah, it's been like a month. I should check it more often.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thankfully, they didn't order the express shipping.
Yeah, we don't have that. This ain't Amazon.
It is our gift to you.
Although,
if you want to pay us $100 a year, we will rush your stickers.
I'll even come and sleep on your couch for a couple days.
Hey. There's a perk. We could do like a Kickstarter thing where you have like different levels, you know, for $1,000, Weird will come visit you.
Weird will come sleep on your couch for 3 days.
For $2,000, he'll come visit you and then leave.
Weird will come visit you. He will go to your Yellow Pages, look up all the Mexican food places, and start ordering as many burritos as he can. Because you got to poop in every toilet in a house when you go to one.
Of course you do.
I thought that was required.
Yep. You do have to go through that awkward moment where you do have to go like into like the master bathroom. I'm like, hey man, do you mind if I walk through your bedroom so that I can take a dump? And walk past like 2 perfectly available bathrooms before I do it. But you got to do it. It's a power move.
You're marking your territory.
Yeah. And so how about that New Hampshire?
Oh. Yeah.
We call that a SIGU.
A SIGU. 214-530-0036.
I must say, as a complete and utter political junkie, like, I spent Super Bowl Sunday drinking margaritas, playing video games, and texting people I knew who liked football, go Pats. That was fun. And for those people who are like Brito myself, Pats is a nickname for the Patriots, and they weren't in the Super Bowl.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't either.
But it made some people angry because they were hoping the Patriots would be in the Super Bowl, but they're not because they lost.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, but that part of my brain is completely occupied with politics. And the New Hampshire primary was really, really fun. Because
I enjoyed it.
Number one, it was like one of those like Kasich. I mean, Trump came in first. I get it. Trump's been dumping a lot of time and money into New Hampshire. It makes sense. But then Kasich was number two. I'm like, where the fuck did that come from?
Where that came from is he has like been camping out in New Hampshire for months and months.
That's what I've heard.
He's been over 70 days in New Hampshire.
Yeah, he has been in New Hampshire.
That static is the sound of Jay reconnecting.
Yep. I foolishly assumed that using my phone would mean that the modem wouldn't die, but it did. I may have to build a trebuchet.
Okay, so I guess I heard that Kasich heavily campaigned. I didn't realize he spent that much time there.
Trump and Cruz, I think combined, didn't spend as much time as Kasich spent there. Yeah. And the other thing that I thought was hilarious was, you know, you go, oh, Cruz came in third. Cruz spent a little over $500,000. Campaigning in New Hampshire, which is like a truckload. It's like a pickup truckload of yard signs and a couple of radio ads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, that's New Hampshire. He probably bought a few people houses too.
Jeb spent $35 million.
Wow.
But the nice thing about it is Jeb spent that $35 million and he got in fourth place before Marco Rubio. And I gotta say, I mean, Jeb Bush is just amusing. He's just the amusing little fat kid that you want to push around the recess yard. But I see Marco Rubio as an actual threat. I see him as the Mitt Romney candidate.
That's because he is.
Because he is. And so anything as demoralizing as you finished just after Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
Finished after the guy eating fistfuls of paste at the debate.
Yeah, Jeb Bush is the guy that if he's the GOP candidate, you want Bernie Sanders to win.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. There's no scenario under which I want Bernie Sanders to win.
If it comes down to Sanders versus Trump, I'm not even going to look at the third party. I'm voting Sanders.
Might as well drive it off the cliff at that point.
Yeah. Well, no. Driving it off the cliff is if it comes down to Trump versus Clinton. I'm voting for Trump and loading up all of my magazines because it's time to start shooting.
You just give up.
No, I'm not going to give up. It's just it's time to start digging mass graves with a backhoe.
See, I'll say the same thing about Trump that I said about Romney, which is at least the media would give a shit about what he's doing. That in and of itself is worth something.
Yeah, it's amazing how well they do background checks on Republican candidates.
That's absolutely true, but that doesn't go into the fact that I was so glad that Obama managed to beat Romney. Like, I think that we would be now Romney wouldn't be doing the whole like scandal shit. He's definitely a guy that like, you know, plays everything above the board, so he wouldn't have all of these potential, like, in a just world, Obama would be being impeached and possibly going to federal prison for all of this bullshit that he's done. Romney, I don't see him doing anything that would get him in federal prison, but I do see him doing all sorts of more stuff than Obama would ever dream of.
Yeah, with the full support of the House and Senate.
Exactly, because the Democrats would like going for him because he's a fucking liberal squish, and the Republicans would go for him because one of us, one of us. Yeah, no, Romney scared the shit out of me, and I'm glad he's gone.
Well,
and on the other side, Obama gave nuclear fucking weapons to Iran.
It won't matter because the fix is in. The election in 2016 will be Clinton versus Jeb.
No.
It will.
It's not going to be Jeb.
Why do you say Jeb?
My words.
Oh, my God.
Jeb
is like...
Jeb, like, now there's been, like, two primaries, and Jeb now has, like, 11% to his name.
Yeah, but they were in primaries that frankly don't matter. And he's got enough money to stay in the race till the end.
He does have enough money to stay in the race till the end, but does he have enough money in the state to get anybody to like him?
Well, you know, I mean...
I get what Clinton is.
Was the Romney strategy, right? Romney didn't really win much of anything. Except he was, you know, in it till the end.
Yeah, but Romney had good hair and Jeb does not have good hair. So that's the other thing. Yeah. I think Trump is the bad hair that's so bad it's actually approaching good from the other side at this point.
I like the picture somebody posted of Bernie Sanders sitting down at the restaurant with Al Sharpton.
Yeah. Who paid? Neither of them.
Neither of them. They're still sitting there waiting on somebody else to pick up the check.
Bernie Sanders apparently acted like a human being and people are making a big deal of it. That cracks me up. Somebody fainted.
Yeah, and he showed concern. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm like, that's nice. Nobody has ever said he's a bad person. Hillary Clinton is a deplorable human being. Yes.
Actually, from what I've heard, lots of people have said Bernie was a pretty bad person. In fact, his friends that knew him when he was young said he was a pretty shitty person who never amounted to anything at all and didn't have a job with a steady paycheck until he was in his, 40s?
When he got elected?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until he started suckling. Yes. Yeah. At the government.
He's always been a commie. Yeah. A guy he used to work carpentry with and said he couldn't fucking swing a hammer I believe the exact quote.
He couldn't do anything. This is your socialism, people.
It's your Peter principle.
He cannot hold down a real job. He cannot exist unless somebody else pays for him to live.
Because he would starve to death if there weren't politics.
Because he was so useless. He cannot be productive for anything.
And he actually hasn't been productive because he has no legislative accomplishments either.
No, none at all.
Well, except for the fact of surviving despite the laws of nature.
No, that's not true. He managed to steer hundreds of thousands of dollars to his wife. Yeah, that's the part nobody mentions.
But he's an outsider.
Yeah. Who's been in politics for, you know, 30 plus years and, you know, managed to steer money to his, you know, his family members like the people he rails against.
Yeah.
See, he's a hypocrite.
Of course.
Now, he's a politician, so that's kind of redundant. But...
And he's a socialist. So it's redundant.
Yep.
But still, I love the fact that, like, that Bernie won Iowa, because let's face it. I mean, number one, we've got all the Al Franken, like, coin tosses in there, and now no one's going, we're not going to bother recounting. No, we're not going to do anything like that, which says that, no, Bernie won. Because if Clinton had won, no, they would have recounted just to let everyone know that Clinton had won. And now Clinton got her shit stirred up in New Hampshire. I mean, she got like a 20-point loss to Bernie Sanders, and yet she walked away winning.
See, that gives me hope. because she's going to get the nomination, and the millennials that support Sanders are going to be pissed off and they're going to stay home. And that is a beautiful thing.
See also Mitt Romney.
I don't know.
No, because people were fired up to vote for Obama both times. Nobody's fired up to vote for Hillary Clinton.
That's true.
That's the thing.
And again,
no one's
fired up to vote for Romney. Obama won re-election with less votes than he won the first time.
That's true also.
But he still got a bunch of people out.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of the minority vote did he get?
It's not.
What percentage is Hillary going to get?
And that's the thing. That's the thing these political consultants don't understand is you don't win the election by attracting people from the other side, because you never will.
Yep, exactly.
You win elections by getting your own people excited so they bother to show up and go vote.
And there's a lot of people on the right side that cannot stand Hillary Clinton.
Well, yeah, but they're not gonna turn out. I don't know that people. Okay, so here's the problem the GOP had in the last two presidential elections was they ran McCain and Romney, which nobody. I don't care if who's running against them. You're not those guys. Nobody's gonna go out and get excited and go vote for them.
See also Bob Dole. See also John Kerry.
It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So
and Al Gore.
You get somebody. You know, personally, I like Ted Cruz better than I like Trump.
Mm-hmm. I prefer syphilis to AIDS as well.
Yeah, but if the GOP somehow if they somehow wind up running Rubio or Jeb. Or Kasich, they're going to have the same situation, and the Democrats going to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless it's Hillary,
even if it's Hillary, she's still going to win because Republicans will go meh.
Yeah, but at the same time, the Democrats are also going to go meh.
Yeah, so I think Cruz and Carly would be a very interesting ticket.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice. It's not going to happen.
Ideally,
nice.
Do you know who I would love to see as the Veep? Mia Love, because it would make the left's head pop like ticks. Because I think you're going to see a Clinton Sanders ticket.
Oh God,
I just have a feeling.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Like seriously old and seriously white.
Bingo. So you have Ted Cruz, who the media is falling over themselves to tell us is not a Latino. He's not a Latino. Ignore the man behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And Mia Love, who has got conservative cred up the wazoo.
Plus she's hot.
I'm not saying a word.
Hey, I'll say it.
But seriously, you listen to her talk and it's like, yes, yes, yes. It's all about, you know, the personal responsibility and obeying the Constitution. And yes, please run for something higher. We will vote for you. And just because I would love, you know, Hillary Clinton, the first woman president. And then the GOP is the party of old white men. Here's Ted Cruz and me alone.
It won't matter.
No, it won't. But again, like I said, I will vote for the candidate. Yeah. Because the media will actually care again.
Again, it won't matter because if people vote for Hillary, they're voting for her because she's a woman. People voted for Obama because he was black, but yet, you know, Ben Carson got a bump in the polls because he made some good showings and he was drawing a lot of interest. Carly Fiorina got a bump in the polls. Because she was drawing a lot of interest, and she did really well in the debates. And the same thing with the you know Cruz and Rubio are doing so well, just because they are doing they're running good strong campaigns.
Yep,
you know sort of idea is that yeah we can talk all we want about how the game lines are laid up, but both sides are playing by different rules.
Right.
Democrats absolutely play under identity politics. Republicans don't. So you can't suddenly say, oh, we'll run a, you know, if Cruz ends up being at the top of the ticket, suddenly we're going to pull a huge Hispanic vote. No.
Nope.
No. If nope. some, you know.
Might
if,
get some more Cubans than usual, but they right. usually vote Republican anyway.
That's exactly it. Is that they vote Republican anyway, so it's a moot point. You know, yeah, if you had, you know, if you had, you know, Hugo Chavez, you know, being run as a candidate, yeah, he'll get a ton of, you know, Democrat Hispanic votes because, hey, guess what? Yeah, he'd be running as a Democrat, and he's Hispanic, one of us. But we don't play that. But the GOP doesn't play that way. They do play that way on the, like I said, Romney, or again, if, you know, Rubio or Kasich become the nominees and they end up winning, they're going to get tons of, you know, they're going to get tons of support for super ultra liberal bullshit laws. Same thing with Trump. If Trump, who knows what the fuck Trump's going to would run as, you know, would govern as if he was elected. But if he ends up going back to being the super leftist Democrat that he was, he's going to get a ton of support from the GOP, not because he's being conservative or not because it meshes with their platform, but one of us.
Exactly.
That's how the GOP plays.
Yep. Well, that, and they could, you know, use him.
That's actually, again, different rules. That's the exact opposite of how the Democrats play. See also the Blue Dog Democrats.
Yep.
They got driven out of town as soon as they were not useful anymore. Because, yep. Well, wait, we're Democrats. Yeah, fuck you.
Sorry. I get tired.
Quit scooting your feet around on the carpet.
Jason, the electrical storm.
I'm Electro.
Yep.
Goodness.
214-530-0036. Yeah. Call in and tell us a bad joke. Jay, you haven't told a bad joke yet.
Oh, God. All right. So Daddy Tomato and his son Tomato are walking along. The son Tomato keeps falling behind. Daddy Tomato walks back, steps on him, and says, catch up.
Oh.
I love that one.
I have one.
Okay.
This is my go-to joke. And don't say it, Alan, because you know the answer.
Oh, I love this one.
Okay. What's brown and sticky?
Mud?
Honey?
Nope. A brown stick.
Well played, Rita. Well played.
Yes.
We'll give you.
I got a good one. Well, I got a bad one. But
The point is not to have good ones.
It's how much does a hipster weigh?
Hmm.
How much, Alan?
An Instagram.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Oh, man.
I saw another joke from my friend Amanda. Actually sent this to me today. And it was, you ever see those memes where it's got like the smiling dog, like, the dog is telling you a bad joke, and at the end, the last picture is like the dog's like smiling, like, get it. Anyway, so the joke is, what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
I don't know.
Go on, lay it on us.
Did you give up?
Yes.
One is really, really heavy, and the other is a little lighter.
See, that's a good one. That's a good one.
But I told Mike that joke, and I thought, are we reaching like a generation where they won't know what a Zippo is?
Here you go. I found that. I found the one I think you're talking about. I'm putting it in chat.
Zippo.
By the way, Brady, yours reminded me. All I was thinking of is all the fucking horrible, filthy jokes that I know, and I'm like, that's not really appropriate for this subject matter.
But, yes, the pun dog. Yes.
But yeah, but the other one was the one that I had was, what's the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
Oh, geez.
Beer nuts are $3 a pound. Deer nuts are under a buck.
Ah.
No. All right. Where are Pirates Buccaneers?
Oh, under his bucking hat.
Yes. All right, we're teaching weird these things. When does the price of corn become too become piracy when it's a buccaneer?
Buccaneer. Nice.
So, hey, Jay, a pirate walks into a bar and he's got a giant ship's wheel sticking out of his pants. And the bartender says, "Hey, man, what's up with the ship's wheel?" And he goes, "Ha ha, it's driving me nuts."
God. So, a piece of string walks into a bar, up to the bar, orders a beer. Bartender says, "We don't serve string." Goes outside, rubs his head along the ground, comes back in, orders a beer. He says, "I told you we don't serve string." He says, "I'm not string. I'm afraid not.
I'm afraid not." Oh. Huh? Very cute.
Dad jokes.
Yeah.
Sorry. You just got to go into the good, the bad, and the ugly.
I've been holding it back too long. Hey, Jay, what do you get when you stab a baby in the eye with a rusty screwdriver?
Tetanus?
An erection!
Good Lord.
Okay.
That's just awful.
That's awful.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. What kind of shoes does a pedophile wear?
I don't know what.
White Vans.
No.
Oh, my God.
Do they make white Vans? They always seem to be like Earth Tony.
Yeah. Anyway, did we have other topics?
Ted Nugent's a racist.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah. Jay can't say anything.
Jay, you can mute your static.
Yeah, you can mute yourself. You can mute yourself and yell into the mic about it if you want.
Apparently, this podcast just brought on Arlie Ermey. Mute yourself.
Oh,
he did.
Okay, yeah. We were going to talk about Ted Nugent being a crazy shitbag again. I mean, it's not like a new thing that he does, but like, what the fuck, NRA, just cut him loose. Just say he's a crazy shitbag. We don't want to have anything to do with him again.
The weird thing about it is, again, it's not like Wayne. I mean, I guess Wayne LaPierre could cut him loose if he really, really wanted to, but that wouldn't be a wise move. I mean, it needs to be that the membership of the NRA needs to stop fucking checking his name off. And I guess I understand, because when you get your NRA ballot, I mean, I know, Breedy, have you ever been an NRA member?
I was for a short time.
I don't think she was a member long enough to get a voting ballot.
I got a free hat.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. But when you get the ballot, it is just, it's just this big goddamn page full of check boxes, and you can check off however many, and it just, and all they do is they just pile it all together, and whoever gets the most votes, they get a chair, and then goes down the line until they're all filled up.
Well, they also have like a recommended list.
Yeah. And so it's one of those things of I don't think I've ever used up all of my check boxes when I vote.
Well, actually, if you use them to vote for people that you don't like, you're actually diluting your other votes the way that works.
So, yeah, I mean, normally I'll check off, like, I think you're given like 15 votes, I think it is.
Yeah, something like
and
that.
And I don't think I've ever used more than 5. There'll be like, I mean, a couple of times, like Jim Wallace from the Gun Owners Action League of Massachusetts was running, and yep, nope, he had my vote. I really like him. He's a good guy. He's rock solid. And you know, always going to check off Tom Selleck because he's my real father. And yeah, a couple other people here and there. I forget who else I've occasionally voted for, but it's one of those like, no, I don't use them all up. But I can imagine. But given that, I don't use all my votes. I mean, it's one of those like, oh, they told me to check off 15, and they see Ted Nugent So they check off his name. So he's always going to get it just because everybody knows who Ted Nugent is.
Yeah, it's a popularity contest.
You don't necessarily think about who Ted Nugent is or think about what Ted Nugent is, but so he gets checked off.
That's also, and this is, you know, this is another one of those things that you see a lot in, and I'm sure you see it in other, I don't know what you call it, hobby groups or whatever, but
I would say that's good.
In the gun, I mean, I see it a lot in the gun culture because, you know, I've spent a lot of time in the gun culture, but there's this attitude that a lot of people have that's kind of like a single issue-ish sort of thing. Well, they'll put up with any sort of asshole-ish behavior out of people as long as they're good on guns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen
Harry
it.
Reed.
We've seen it amongst ourselves in, you know, the blogosphere where people continue to be friends with and support people that are just really horrible people, but they're good on guns.
Yep.
Crazy shitbags.
Yeah.
That's my new term. I like that.
Well, I mean, the same thing could be tucked into, like, you know, the whole Hugo Awards thing, same idea is, no, we don't really care what you're writing about. You're the right kind of person.
Exactly.
Really
It is the same kind of thing. Or like Rita said, the Harry Reid thing, you know, the NRA supported Harry Reid long after he demonstrated what, you know, he really was politically, but he was good on guns. Mm-hmm. So they thought.
Yeah. And he wasn't even really good on guns.
No, he wasn't. We have a caller.
Well, bring that color on.
I'm trying to. Area code 440. Hello.
Is that my mom?
Hey, y'all, it's Heath.
Okay. Oh, it's Heath. Hi, Heath.
Hi, Heath.
Heath.
How's it going?
I know that dude.
It's going.
Excellent.
I actually mostly just called because I couldn't figure out how to stream it on my phone. I'm like, I can listen this way in the basement.
Do you have an awful joke?
I'm fresh out.
Oh,
Heath, I told a dead baby joke on the air. You've got to have something.
I really can't one-up that. Shoot. I heard one at the mill the other day. Oh, it's how are Barack Obama and some of the lion the same? They're different.
How?
Simba the lion is an African lion, and Barack Obama is a lion African.
There you go.
But it's only half racist because he's only half white.
That's right. All jokes are aimed at the white side.
That's right. Hey, yeah. Jay's back.
Yeah. Came back for Heath.
We didn't
I know that.
We didn't
Hey dude.
Hey. Since you're our favorite Now, when the gun manufacturers give you the money, do they like direct deposit it into your?
No, we actually have to see the wheelbarrow. It doesn't count.
All right, because you know I always wonder about that.
They give it to them in gold plated receivers.
Yeah, 80% lowers.
That's it. You just have them stacked up.
Yeah,
80% lowers made out of 24 karat gold.
Yeah.
It's great because you can finish him with a butter knife.
It's just big old ingots of gold shaped like AR-15s.
That would be awesome.
That would be.
Every so often someone decides to be different and sends you like 80% 10/22 lowers.
This is 1911 frame.
Yeah, but you can't afford to shoot them.
80% R-51s.
Oh,
also known as the R-51.
I was just gonna say that.
there's that's awesome. That is both a gun topic and a dad joke.
Yep. How are you liking the Ohio weather, Keith? Are you getting snow?
Oh, I don't want to talk about snow anymore.
Oh. That's how you can tell a true Ohioan.
Yeah.
Is it Ohioan or a Buckeye? What do you call yourselves?
Ohioan.
Oh, yeah. You know, since we're talking about weather, I got to bring that up. So 1 week ago today, My daughter and I were just wandering around town. We went to the library. I mentioned that on the show. We went to the library. And, yeah, we were just wearing sweatshirts, and we were just perfectly comfortable. We were probably out for like 2 or 3 hours. No problem. And then the next day we got 8 inches of snow. And it snowed every day since. Ooh. So winter just suddenly happened.
Yeah, my daughter. I can't speak for Brita, but it hasn't snowed much here.
Oh. Well, I think we've been pretty lucky this winter.
We have been lucky.
Yeah, you're a little far west for the lake effect, though, Heath.
Yeah, we really don't get that much of that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sitting on a whole lot of rock salt, which is like the thing we do in the winter. And yeah, we'll have to buy salt next year at least.
Oh, that's good.
Save that for your ice cream machine.
Or deer.
I'm really hoping there's a big ice cream push this summer. Because we've got like 25 semis of the stuff lying around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of salt. Did you raid a salt mine?
There's one under Lake Erie.
We have salt mines under there.
I've heard that.
I actually got to go down there when I was a little kid before 9/11.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Mike's
they
company.
Did a service call with Dad.
Mike's company surveys those mines.
Yes,
they have to take special classes and everything to go down in the mines, but, Mike's a surveyor, so... I have forbidden him to go in the mines, so he's never taken the classes. But his company does that. They go down all the time.
But he can actually say that he works in the salt mines.
Yeah.
Back to the old salt mines.
It's pretty wild down there.
Yeah.
It's salty.
It's like they take heavy equipment down, use it, and then just kind of push it off in an unused tunnel, and it never comes back up, and it just kind of rusts down to nothing.
Wow. I guess it costs more to take it back up than it's worth to sell to get, you know.
Oh, yeah, because you take it down in pieces.
I guess the rust is going to be pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
And it's under the lake?
Yep.
It goes like 7 miles out.
Yeah, it's kind of like when they took all that stuff over to, like, Afghanistan and then just left it there. Because it was...
The Haji's just right around in it.
Well, the claim was it would cost more to bring it back than it was worth, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, thanks for calling, Heath.
Hey, nice seeing you. Talking.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Heath.
Brita knows Heath's address, I'm sure.
No, I don't. Oh, I mean, well, I do, but
Heath,
I don't.
Send us your email address, or send us your snail address. I have
to look it up.
I have a bunch of emails that I failed to look at, so I've got like there are like 5 or 6 people I got to send stickers to. That
so Helen may stop failing sometime soon.
I might.
If you really want a sticker, send your address to Brita.
Yeah.
Or you could do it to me too. Whatever.
Yeah.
Are we going to give out stickers at the NRA convention?
Of course.
I'll
bring the stack of them. I've got a few hundred left here.
Yes.
The hard part will be if you send me your address, you might get stickers or you might get me sleeping on your couch.
Or you might get both.
Ooh. I mean, if I am sleeping on your couch, I will bring the stickers.
There you go.
And you better have a master bathroom toilet because, again, power move.
Yeah, if you came used my toilet, you'd have cats staring at you.
Yeah, that seems to be the thing in the cat house.
Yeah,
you get supervised in the bathroom.
Yep.
Yeah, better a cat than a toddler.
Yeah, and they do that. Their toddlers are remarkably cat-like in that respect.
Now she just has to tell me something. Or show
while
me
you're
something,
in the bathroom?
Or ask me a question. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yep.
You'll see a hand coming under the door. Dad. What? Hi. I love you, buddy.
Oh, literally this morning I said it was, Daddy, can you help me peel this orange? And I'm like, not while I'm taking a shit.
Whoops.
Yeah.
But yeah. No,
before
I wanted
to say congratulations to my friends and some of my favorite squirrels, Aaron and Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
They had their beautiful baby girl, Kara, this
They've
week.
Reproduced. These are people we want reproducing.
Yes, definitely. And I'm so happy for them. And
she's very cute. She's very enormous. I think she's actually larger than my daughter.
I expect her to be taller than me, like, you know, in a couple months.
As soon as she stands.
Yeah. She was 22 inches when she was born, and that's almost half as tall as I am already. So.
Wow.
She's already half a Mosin.
Yeah. So congratulations, guys. I know you listen every week. I don't know if you'll be listening this week. Maybe you will. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, they're going to be up. No question. They're going to have time.
All I got to say is make sure you fall good in love with her now, because by the time she turns 2, if you haven't done that, you're going to eat her. Oh, God. They're such a pain in the ass.
Do you know what I got to do tonight?
What'd you get to do?
Science fair.
Oh, fun.
Yay.
So, middle school science fair.
What was the project?
What was it?
You're going to love this. My daughter's project was the effect of target color on airsoft accuracy.
Nice.
She shot up a bunch of targets with an airsoft gun and measured the difference in from the actual hits to the center on 7 different colors.
Did you bring in a ransom rest?
No, but I did get my pistol rest out.
Did it make a difference?
It did. Red. I mean, not like appreciable, but red, which is the longest wavelength and the color we can most easily see, was actually shown to have the best accuracy.
Huh.
So, there you go.
Huh.
Interesting.
And they did not call the SWAT team. They did not call in a meeting with parents.
That's because your child goes to school in America.
We were very pleased. Actually, I had a very interesting, switching gears, but keeping with the living in America theme. This morning, during my unfortunate incident on the highway, I got out of my car and handed my license to the nice state police officer who was helping us through the awful part. I said, officer, I also want to point out, and I started to get my CHP out. And he's like, I already saw it. I'm like, all right, I just wanted to make sure there weren't any surprises. And he just kind of waved, like, whatever. I got stuff to do.
As in, he's already seen your gun on you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice.
It's okay, but whatever.
What were you carrying, Jay?
M&P. I've gone pretty much full time with the M&P 9.
Okay.
Single stack or
no, double stack.
Yeah, the full size M&P, not the shield. I don't even bother concealing anymore.
They are such fucking nice guns. I so wish. I wish I could have a real one.
I've actually got the Viking tactical version with both the fiber optic sights and the tritium. Which takes a little getting used to, but it's really neat.
Jay, please tell me you've got the +5 base pads for the reloads, because that just makes me so happy that those exist.
I actually have not for the M&P. I do for both my SIG and my M9. I have 20 round magazines. I like it.
Nice.
The M&P also has the Apex trigger, which is so nice.
Oh, yeah.
So nice. Like, why they don't just...
I've heard the
Performance Center.
The one they did a Apex like trigger job on it.
Yeah. Yeah. They're getting there, and it's only a matter of time, but
I've actually thought about getting the 9mm, the Performance 9mm with the raised sights.
For suppressors, and the
shaved off spot for an optical sight.
That's the core, which is kind of a cheesy name, but it works very, very well.
Yeah,
I actually want to. We where I make people hate me. I want to check one of the red dot equipped guns out because I suspect that I will really enjoy it. I shoot rifles much better red dots than iron sights, so I would. Well,
if your eyes are as screwed up as mine, it's it's probably a no brainer.
Well, you
Brita,
go.
How's your quest for the AR going? Speaking of this,
oh, I need to wait.
She has a lower.
I have a lower.
Well, that's good.
Is it a complete? Is it a complete lower or
yes,
a?
It's a complete lower. With a collapsible stock.
There's no other way to have them. Oh, sorry, weird. Oh, I'm going to hell.
What? I could get a lower. I could just not without the collapsible stock.
Yeah.
I could get one with a collapsible stock so long as it's pinned in place.
Yeah. And you could buy six stock collapsible stocks all pinned in a different spot and swap them around. That's perfectly legal. Mm-hmm. Which is just so retarded. I can't even tell you.
I was talking to Wally back when he was still doing such things about possibly making me a collapsible stock that essentially just used an Allen wrench and a friction washer. So that essentially it was an adjustable stock, but it needed to be tool adjustable.
Yeah.
I think that would count as a stock.
I don't know how that works. I would wager that 99.9% of the time, if you have a rifle with a collapsible stock, nobody's going to
eat. Oh, no, nobody cares. I was at the range and I saw a little like 12-year-old girl shooting a pink camouflage M&P 1522.
Right.
And having a good old time. And then at the end, her dad, you know, she finished up with the gun and her dad collapsed the stock and stuffed it in a range bag and started carting off. I'm like, you just collapsed the stock on that thing. He goes, oh yeah, you can drill the pin out real easy.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes with I was at the range and there was a guy teaching his girlfriend how to shoot very, very, very poorly. And I essentially just kind of tapped her on the shoulder and gave her my 6.17 to start shooting and, you know, managed to work my way to get a little bit of, a little bit of polite thing. She was doing the backwards lean and that sort of thing. And she was shooting an M&P 40. So she was shooting a snappy 40. So she was having no fun whatsoever. And thankfully I salvaged that trip a little bit for her because she did actually suddenly have a smile on her face. But in the politeness, the guy went, oh, you're letting my girlfriend shoot your gun. Would you like to shoot mine? I said, yeah, sure. And he handed me the M&P 40 and I dropped the magazine and saw that it was a 15 round magazine. Yeah. And I went, you did get this magazine in the state, did you? He goes, no, I bought it at the Kittery Trading Post up in Maine.
Yeah. I said,
yeah, that's not actually legal, right? He goes, what do you mean? It was just sitting right there on the shelf. Nobody said anything. I said, no, it was perfectly legal for you to buy it in Maine. You weren't committing a crime until you crossed into Massachusetts.
Whoops. Right.
Yeah. Well, my favorite was Smith & Wesson's when they first came out with the M&P. They ran a promotion where if you bought one, you got two extra free magazines, and they were shipping 17-round 9mm to people in mass.
Ooh, whoops.
Yeah, oopsie.
Yeah.
So they had to very quickly send out notes saying, sorry about that. Yeah. And well, again, I defer to Weird because he had the definitive post on the numbers game.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of Smith & Wesson, I mean, they were the king of getting fucked in like, what was it, 1993? They issued they first issued the Smith & Wesson 4006, which was the essentially the model, you know, 5906, except in 40 Smith & Wesson, the brand new 40 Smith & Wesson cartridge, and it held 11 rounds. And the very next year, they had to completely retool Fuck up those magazines just so you couldn't seat the last round.
For one round. Yep. I remember that.
That is why the M&P 9 and holds 17, the M&P 40 holds 15, and the M&P 45 holds 10. Because, yes, they could probably have made the grip a little bit thicker and have it hold 11 or 12, but why fucking bother?
Yep.
And on that note.
Yeah, on that note.
On that note.
I think Brita fell asleep.
No, yeah. I'm here.
Okay.
We gun-geeked her unconscious. She's like, shut up.
Yeah, it's all right.
Shut up. Oh.
Well, everybody have a good week.
Yep.
I'll try not to get hit again.
Yes, please be careful.
I'm sure it'll continue snowing.
Yeah.
And I will try to get stickers out as soon as I can.
Hooray for stickers.
Yep.
Yay, stickers.
Woo-hoo.
And again, send me your email address, your home address, and I'll send it on the couch. And send me, nobody yet has sent me. I keep telling my wife this. You know, that box hasn't arrived yet, addressed to Weird Beard with a set of 5'11 tactical yoga pants.
I know. I'm waiting for mine, too.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
All right.
Well, y'all have a good weekend. See you next week. Oh, go see Deadpool, but don't take your kids.
Yes, okay. Yep. Not for children.
And also remember, this week's episode is brought to you by the Squirrel Report. Visit sqrpt.com for the Squirrel Report.
Spay and neuter your pets.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Good night, Internet.
Good night.